Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on Tuesday, March 24th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with traffic headed into the afternoon and evening commute, from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. today, continuing weekdays until June 26th, Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will close for the School Streets program, limiting access during student pickup times. Ongoing, drivers should expect delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic remains reduced to one lane in each direction for work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and posted signage. Long-term closures remain in effect on Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William and on Berry Street at Queen, both for construction. Now a look at the weather for the rest of the day. This afternoon we'll see increasing cloudiness with a 30% chance of flurries developing later in the day. Winds from the southwest are 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40. The high is around plus 2 degrees. Tonight, skies will be mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries early this evening before clearing overnight. Winds will ease with a low of minus 4 and wind chill near minus 7 overnight. This has been your quick 1 p.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
We're stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Hey guys, what is up? It is your girl Jane. I am back and better than ever for another episode of Stoke. You know, it's early. I'm recording this Monday morning. I'm a bit tired, so apologies if I'm a bit lackadaisical, but it's been a busy weekend. Played rugby for the first time in a while yesterday, so I obviously can't even move my head left to right, so I'm swinging on this chair back and forth, that's for sure. Anyways, if you're just tuning in, this is Stoke. This is a program that I put on every Tuesday, where I come up with a theme playlist every week. Nothing too original here. However, this week I'm pretty excited for the theme. What we have going on is covers that are better than the originals. And this is kind of a loose term. It could be some of them are better, in my opinion. But some of them are just a good cover that I'm like, you know what, this is great. And, you know, it's hard because there are so many good covers. And I feel like I'm a bit lost in the last half of this playlist just because, you know, there's so many to pick from. Every band does a cover of every other band, so I don't know, maybe this can be a two-parter as well. But to start us off, I've mentioned this song in another episode. I think it was the artist's, like, lesser-known song and then their best song. I forget what the name of that playlist was. Before They Were Famous, maybe? And this one, I know I kind of play the same bands that I usually do, but this song's meant to be played. And this one is Calpurnia. So this was Finn Wolfhard's band when he was a kid. And it's Say It Ain't So. So it's fantastic. This song is just so, so good. I feel like it's very popular. It was big on TikTok and, you know, all of that. So I have to play it here for you guys. I really do love it. This one is definitely probably close to better than the original, or very similar. It's just, you know, they sound very good. For like a young band, they sound awesome. And he's Canadian, so it's perfect. And then after that, I've got Royal Otis does a lot of really good covers. I think you're gonna hear me say Linger, but I've heard that cover 1,000,000,000 times, but I think they do a fantastic cover of Murder on the Dance Floor. Obviously, this was in the Saltburn era. However, I still have this liked on my playlists, so I still listen to it, and I think it's a great cover as well. It keeps it up, and I also like it a bit better than the original, I would say, but still, they do a great job. Linger's also fantastic, but, you know, I've heard Linger many times by Royal Otis, but I think not a lot of people have heard this one. So we'll let these two play out. I will be back for some more after that. Actually, you know what? Maybe we'll do one more. I'm going to do Gasoline by Joe. I guess I should tell you what the original songs are. Say It Ain't So, Weezer. Murder on the Dance Floor. Wow, I am doing this off the cusp. Isn't it like something Baxter? Sophie Ellis Bextor. Sorry. And then Gasoline, I think, is by Haim. I'm pretty sure the one that... So Joe is doing... Yeah, Joe is doing a cover. I don't really love Haim. I don't mind them at all. I love their acting. I love the media they produce. Are they my favorite sounding band? Probably not. However, the song that Joe does in the version of it, I was listening to it. I was like, wow, this is a great tune. I don't know who sings it. And there you go. So I think right now it's better than what I'm used to, but who knows? So we'll start with those three, and then we'll be back for a bit of a change of pace. But those are what we're starting with.
Somebody's hiding, it's crowding my ice box. get sad and I can't look past what I'm sad about. You did me bad and I need it bad. You need it as well. What's wrong with that?
Song ends so abruptly. I always forget. Like, I feel like I'm missing something every time it ends, but it just ends like that. So I think we're gonna go into the next two songs. This one is very good. Obviously, I really do love, like, adore the original of this song, and it would be That Funny Feeling by Bo Burnham. But funny enough, I believe they're still dating, but Phoebe Bridgers, his girlfriend, does a beautiful, beautiful cover of it. Like, it's fantastic. And she's a very soft spoken singer. I'm not like her big fan either, but like this song, maybe because I like the original so much, I'm like, she does a great job just singing it. And you know what I mean? She does a great job. So, you know, even though That Funny Feeling is kind of like a satirical, serious slash kind of funny song, like, she makes it sound like a beautiful orchestral song, if you will, which I really appreciate, and I think it's a great add to this. And then the next one is Bulletproof, which is usually by LaRue. Like, I love Bulletproof. That is one that I'll always play at a party. Just, I discovered it halfway through, you know, rediscovered it halfway through university and have made that one of my favorite songs. But this one is by Farr, F-A-R-R, and a good friend from rugby, Izzy Page. One time we were like driving to our friend's family home, and it was just my housemates and her in the car. And she had this like jazzy, I don't even know, R&B kind of playlist on. It was dark, it was raining outside, but it was warm in the car. It was really nice. And she played this song, or this cover of the song. And it was just, I didn't even realize what song it was, but it was really, really fantastic. So I think if you're looking for a new song kind of to, you know, get into, Bulletproof by Farr is a really, really good one. It's cool. And again, you know me, I'm not a huge jazzy R&B girl, but this song is, it just fit the vibe perfectly, and I'm a big fan of it. So those are your next two, That Funny Feeling and Bulletproof, and then we'll be back with more.
Stunning 8K resolution meditation app and all. Deadpool self-awareness, loving parents, harmless fun. The backlash to the thing that's has just begun. There it is again, that funny feeling, that funny feeling. There it is again, that funny feeling. Pop-up shop, Robert Iger's face, discounted T-Agit prop, bugles take on race, female Colonel Sanders, easy answer, Civil War, the whole world at your fingertips.
Oh, crashing. My information's just not going in. Burning bridges, shore to shore. I break away from something more. I'm not turned on to love until it's cheap. Been there, done that, messed around. I'm having fun, don't put me down. I never let you sweep.
Guys, welcome back to Stoke again. I'm your host Jane, and we are here doing covers that are better than the originals. That was just Bulletproof, and then That Funny Feeling, and then now we're gonna head into, I would say, I don't even know, these are two, I mean, the originals, not really songs I'm like huge like fans of. Like I do like them, obviously, but the first one here, it's Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. You guys know I'm not a huge pop girl. I'm not a huge Carpenter girl. I just can't get into it. It's fun, I get it, but I just don't love, yeah, I don't know, I just don't love her vibe. Anyways, obviously my favorite band ever does a cover of them, and that would be The Wallows, and they do a pretty good cover of Espresso. Even though I'm not a big fan of it, I like the twist they put onto it. And yeah, you can just see, I watched like one of their earlier covers from like 4 years ago, and they're just so young. And then now, like, they, you can just see how much they've actually grown as musicians. So it's pretty impressive. And then after this, I feel like even though I'm not like his biggest fan, this, I've had so many friends that are obsessed with this cover. So I thought, like, gotta play it. But this one is Do I Wanna Know? And it's by Hozier. And I like the originals, the Arctic Monkeys, obviously. I do like the original. I love Arctic Monkeys. But this cover is pretty magical. Like, honestly, I, you know, like I said, I'm not a huge Hozier girl either. But he just, it's a really nice sounding song again. Like, this, I'm enjoying this playlist because it's different music than I would usually listen to. But obviously, it's like certain bands that I really like. But, you know, it brings out, you know, sometimes it's better than what you thought, better than the original. And I feel like that is doing it for me. So we'll do those two, and then, yeah, we'll keep on trucking along from there.
Now he's thinking about me every night, oh, is it that sweet? I guess so. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. Move it up, down, left, right, oh. Switch it up like Nintendo. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. I can't relate to desperation. Might give a f**ks are on vacation. And I got this one boy, and he won't stop calling when they act this way. I know I got him. Too bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in and dream came true to for you. Soft skin and I perfumed it for you. I know I Mountain Dew it for you. That morning coffee brewed it for you. Song touch and I brand new it for you. Thinking about me every night, oh, is it that sweet? I guess so. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. Move it up, down, left, right, oh. Switch it up like Nintendo. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. I'm a singer. Oh, he looks so cute, wrapped round my finger. My twisted human, make him laugh so often. My honeybee, come and get this pollen. Too bad your ex don't do it for you. Walked in, the dream came true to for you. Soft skin and I perfumed it for you. I know I Mountain Dew it for you. That morning coffee brewed it for you. One touch and I brand new it for you. Now he's thinking about me every night, oh. Is it that sweet? I guess so. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. Move it up, down, left, right, oh. Switch it up like Nintendo. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's the me espresso. I'm not the kind that likes to tell you just what you want me to. You're not the kind that needs to tell me about the birds and the bees. I'm not the kind that likes to tell you just what you want me to. You're not the kind that needs to tell me. That's the me espresso.
The type that sticks around like something in your teeth. There's some aces up your sleeve. No idea that you're in deep. I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? There's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I'll play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling goes both ways? It's sad to see you go. Sort of hoping that you'd stay. Darling, we both know that the nights are mainly made for saying things that you can't say. Tomorrow day, crawling this feeling goes both ways. It's sad to see you go. Sort of hoping that you'd stay. And darling, we both know that the nights are mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Oh, crawling back to you.
So that was, again, beautiful. Listening to that, I forget. You know what? I do like it. I love it. It's pretty fantastic. So no diss to Hozier anymore, I guess. So we will go. I'll do three in a row here, and then I'll finish with one last one. But this one, I had to consult a couple different, lists of things and stuff, but to find out what songs I wanted to pick. But this one is 21 Pilots, originally My Chemical Romance, and it's called Cancer. And I remember when I was in my big 21 Pilots phase, I would hear the song, and it's so heartbreaking. I'm sorry, it's so heartbreaking, but it's so beautiful. And they do such a, like, cut down 21 Pilots job and, like, build it up and make it sound exactly like how they want it to sound like. And it's really, really quite good. So I'm always a huge fan of that. And then I have Knocking on Heaven's Door by Guns N' Roses. We're definitely entering a more... No more folk is being played. Let's just say that. It's definitely way more rock bottom heavy, I guess. Obviously Bob Dylan's version of it is fantastic. But this one, I feel like I just remember hearing more. Maybe as a kid, I just... Like, you know, my dad's more of a rocker than a folk guy. So that's probably what I was listening to. And then... My parents were up yesterday. I asked my mom, but she didn't give me an idea. But my dad gave me Paranoid, which is originally by Black Sabbath. And then this one is Chicano Batman. And yeah, we'll listen to that. I didn't realize I'd actually liked Chicano Batman before. Like, I had a song by them, Black Lipstick. So maybe I'll play that later in another episode. But those are the next three. They're definitely very different from the vibes we were just listening to. I mean, Cancer's kind of a slower song as well, so buckle up, and then it'll speed up, and then we got one more after. And yeah, that'll be about the gist of this episode, so yeah, tune in.
Turn away. If you could get me a drink water, cause my lips are chapped and faded, call my Emery. Help her gather all my things and bury me in all my favorite colors, my sisters and my brothers still. I will not. Faded, turn.
room just to see. And all my hair's abandoned on my body, oh my agony. Know that I will never marry. Baby, I'm just soggy from the chemo. I'm counting down the days to go. This just ain't living, and I just hope you know I will not kiss you. Lips are chapped and faded, call my. Lips are chapped and faded, faded. Faded, call my. Lips are chapped and faded, faded. Faded, call my. Lips are chapped and faded, faded. Kiss you.
Kiss you, kiss you, kiss you.
Lips are chapped and faded, call my. Lips are chapped and faded, faded.
We'll be right back.
are on to probably the last song. If I can fit one more in, I might try to, but you know what? It might just end with this one. But yeah, you know what? Paranoid, again, if I'm going to... Wow, this microphone keeps popping. If I'm going to go about my day, I'm probably not going to be listening to hard rock, but something about that, Paranoid Black Sabbath, kind of got me going on a Monday morning. I know it's Tuesday, sorry, should be saying Tuesday, but hopefully it kind of kick-started your afternoon, your siesta time, if you will. But the last song I have is kind of a throwaway. It is Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts. I am forgetting who sings the original song. Tom Cochran. There you go. But as a 2000s kid who grew up watching Cars, obviously, this is probably the song that I would pick. So, and again, I'm not really a country girl. I'm going across many genres here, and I'm broadening my horizons. So, screw you guys. This is what I'm doing. So, yeah, Life is a Highway. Just picture, you know, them driving. I don't even know. I always picture the scene where he's in the back of the car. I think that's the scene when he's like driving through, like actually on the highway. It's like right at the start. But it's fantastic. I don't think I've ever actually listened to the original version, which is crazy. No, I definitely have. No. Yes, I have. Oh my gosh. I didn't realize this, but I think Tom Cochran performed in my hometown of Waterloo one Canada Day. So I just completely lied to everyone on the radio show. I'm pretty sure I'm not making that up. That could be a full hallucination. But I'm pretty sure he did perform, which is kind of crazy. So, yeah, I just lied to you, but at least I know the Rascal Flatts version better. So there you go. Anyways, I'll play that. And then if there's one more, I'll squeak it in. But I think that might be it. So thanks, guys, so much for listening. I've had a blast. This episode has actually been pretty fun. It's, you know, like I said, I've gone across a couple different genres here. So it's been good. Maybe we'll run this one back. This was another easy one. I've had some like easy episodes a couple times in a week now, three times in a row. So can't complain. And I got a good one for next week. So I'll put some time into that for you guys. So yeah, peace out. I'm Jane. This is Stoke. Enjoy Life is a Highway.
Stay gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. We'll be right back.
rules the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Winter in Kingston can be unpredictable, but a little preparation can help keep your home safe and your utilities running smoothly. If you live in a house, be mindful of where you shovel snow. Keep fire hydrants visible so emergency crews can access them quickly. Avoid piling snow.